And may learn now from pre-Mikri back to Bikurim also, and learn now back to Orla. Therefore, the juice of Orla only applies to oil and to wine. But no one.
All right, we'll stop here.
You know, back to the Mishnah that says Ba'olam. The Mishnah says Olam is one of the few things that is mixed, even though by itself it's not called an oichum, but if it's mixed into meat. And again, the makabel tumas oichum has to be the size of a kibetza. You have to have an egg size of meat or food, and then if a sheretz touches it, does the food become tummy? Less than a kibetza is not makabel tumah. Now, certain things in the Mishnah, the or the roitiv, even though by themselves not an oichum, but they're mixed with the food. So one of the cases was the olol. First question, my olol, what is this olol? So Rabbi Yechon Nomar Martiko, Rashi says it's the Gid HaShedra V'Yatzavar. These are very hard veins, the veins of the backbone, the shedrum, or the spine, or else the tzavar, the hard vein of the neck. That's not edible by itself, but with meat, it's mitzvah to make a shear of a kibetza. For Shlok HaShoma means Bosa Shepotosa Sakin. It means when you skin the animal, so on this skin there's a lot of meat. So the knife, you scrape the knife along the skin to try and take off all the meat. But sometimes the knife does not get all the meat off. That's called shepotosa sakin. The sakin skipped it like that it's still stuck to the or to the skin. So that meat that's still stuck on the skin, mashra by itself, it's not called meat, but it's mitzarif with other meat. Next, we have a question. It says in the Pasuk Ba'iyov, v'ulam atem tofle sheker, he called them only as you're telling me sheker, tell to his friends that they said that you could be healed up, and really even though he couldn't have been healed up. It says, roifei ono kuchim, you're telling me with fuas that pertains to an ono, that it's not possible to heal up. He used to say, you're killing me, sheker. So it's like this. Bishlem l'man diyama martiko, what does ono mean? It means it's hard veins of the neck, or the shed with the spine. Haimudla barafua. If that's taken out of the body, it can't be healed up anymore. You can't heal up your spine if you take the spine out. So it's good what Eve was saying, you're giving me sheker. El l'man diyama bosa shepotosa sakin, it just means the meat. That when you scrape off from the skin, you still left some meat on, so it's regular meat. So that's the question, barafuhi. Sometimes if a piece of meat comes off your body, it's possible still to heal up. You can mechaber it, sew it on, stitch it on, stitch it back to the body again, and it can heal up again. So why did Eve say the colon sheker? It's possible to heal, be healed. So Mar says true. The olo the crew on the pasuk of Eve, when it says the word olo the kuliyam on the pligi, everybody agrees there. It means the hard vein of the neck or of the shedra that can't be healed up. He pligi, where's the machlekes over here? Be all the machlisin. Machlekes of Yechon Rishlokish is when our Mishnah says olo to be mitzarif. What does the word olo mean? So the chiddush is that Rishlokish holds that Rabbi Yechon knows even martika, even these hard veins that really have no shaykes to oichol, to be eaten, still could be mitzarif with other meat to have a shear of the kibetza. So Tosh Makor bring a proof. It says Rabbi Yudu Aimer, ha'olol ha'mechunis, if you gather together this meat of the olo, so then it depends. In yesh kezayis v'mokimech, if you have a kezayis of meat in one place, chayov molo, means mishum nevela. If you have an animal that died by itself, there's nis nevela on it. So if you gather the meat together and have a kezayis eat it, yichayim mishum nevela. The yomer afuna v'usha konso, that you, the person, had to gather the meat together. Whereas after the meat was left on the skin, now you came and you peeled off that meat and gathered it together. So it's like this. Bishlem l'man diyama bota shepotosa sakin, it's this extra meat that was left on the skin. Haimu d'chiyika kezayis mechayit. I could understand if you gather together a kezayis of this meat and eat it, you're eating nevela. Like you had gemaras before, it's only by bosa nevela that has the yis of nevela. I understand why you chayit. But yeah, l'man diyama martikos, talking about these hard veins. So where's the question? Kiyika kezayis, even if you have the kezayis of these veins, my heavy, so what? Eitz piyamu, it's not called bosa, it's wood. It's hard like wood, that's not called bosom, so why should it be an iser of nevela? Samara says true. Alib the Rabbi Yudah again, like pligi. According to Rabbi, everybody agrees that olu means the meat that was stuck on the skin. Ki pligi, where does Rabbi Yechon say his pshat? Alib the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon, the Rabbi on Rabbi Yudah. The one says like this. Rabbi Yechon, no mar, martiko, these hard veins, none of them start, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah. The loss of it starts to make a kezayis. Of kibetz of oichol, it's mistarf with the meat. For shlok hashama no, dafka bosa shepotosa sakin, only the soft meat that's still left on the skin, that's called meat. That could be mistarf with other meats to make a kibetz. Avo Martika, we have these hard veins, lemon starf, they're too hard, they're called eight, they're not called bosser, they're not mit starf, with other meat to give it a shame, kibetza boichel. So where's the question now? High bosser shepotosa sak and hikidomi. How are we talking about? What happened over here? That you still have some meat left on the skin. If you like plant, eat it. Look, it's regular meat. Just that you didn't fillet it well, you didn't get it off the skin. It's regular meat. See, that if you have in mind, eat it. Why does it have to be starved with other food for masam by itself? Is that a lechu? Why not? By itself also it's real good meat. You don't have in mind to eat it. You have in mind to throw it away or to burn it, whatever you do with the skin. So my question is, it should be bottled completely to the skin. It should be part of the skin, like it should be part of the shem lechu completely. So my answer is, Rav Avin, Rav Meshi, two truths in life. Each one says a different answer. Chadam one says, Miktsos Echishav Alov. Ter says, you only, you had a mind to use part of the meat. The Chiddush is, once you had a mind to use part of this meat that's left on the skin, all the meat that's left on the skin could be Miktsar. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Even though you didn't have a mind to eat it all, part of it you had a mind to leave on the skin, but since part you had a mind to use, that's enough to make it serve on all the meat left on the skin. The Chadam one says, Miktsose potose chaya, or miktsose potose sakin. One is talking about that part of it, potose chaya, means that a chaya bit it. The animal came and bit it, versus potose chaya, noshka kelev, that a dog bit the meat off the skin like. The dilpim in our boss is hanging off the meat, it's sador, towards the skin. Yachkach shocht, and then you shecht it. The hiflet gamma sakin, the sakin also, missed it. We're not sure what happened from what. So a case like this, that's a chiddush. We don't know this type of meat that's left over. Was it because of the chaya mashma then it's not called an oichel if a dog bit it off? Or else it just happened by itself. So min asafik, we go to chumriya to say that it's still mekabel tumah. That it could be mitzaref with oichel to be mekabel tumah. Now tanan hosim, we learned over there in Mishnah and Tyrus that hachartim is by a bird, it's a beak. The hard beak of the bird, the asipanayim, its nails, mitamoyim, or mitamin, or mitzarfin. They themselves could bring tum into the bird, and they themselves could take, if the bird itself is nevel, or the bird itself is mekabel tum, it could take the tumor out, or mitzarfin. These things also mitzarfin the other oichel to make a kibetza of food. The question is, chartum, the beak of the bird, eitz biyama, why is that called an oichel? It's hard like wood. It means the bottom part of the chartum, bottom part of the beak. First question, so what? The bottom part of the beak is also very hard. It should be hard like wood. So why is it even the staff of kabel tumah? So my answer is, it means tachton shel elyus, whatever this is. The bottom of the top, mashma is like a jewel, like your mouth, is the bottom part of the top part of the beak. For some reason, that's a little bit softer. That has some shaykhus to meat. Even though by itself it's not called an oichon, but it's mitzaref with the meat of the bird to make a tumah in case where the bird is not tummy. Just there's a little bit left of the kibetza here, and with that it makes it into a kibetza, and now as sheretz touches the bird, you should know the bird is mekabel tumah. It's sort of like you have a kibetza worth of oichon here. That's the kiddush. For the Gemara Gutsi, Panayim, the nails, the same thing. The Gutsi, Panayim is 8 p.m. It's hard. It's not called an oichon. Why should the nails be mitzaref? It means the part of the nails that go deep into your skin. So there they're a little bit soft, so that end part of the nail is a type of an oichel, enough at least to be mitzaref with other meat. By itself not, but it could be mitzaref. Together it becomes a mashlim d'shir. Kernayim, the same thing, the horns of an animal. For the markash, the same thing, the chur is hard. It means also the mokim shechoytchim b'yetim emdam. Again, it means the horn that goes into the bosser, that part, when you cut it, blood comes out from there. So that's already a softer part that has shaykhus to bosser, to oichel, therefore it's mitzvah with to make a shear of oichel. Now it says, ki yoytzeboy ha-shoychet beimu. The Mishnah says, the chiddush over here, that the klolim are the kitzim, that we know that a goy is not allowed to eat meat until it's dead. Before it's dead, even a beimu, tumeiz and issa, eva min achai. Right, so now if a Jew shechs an animal, a kosher, a behemoth, by a Jew we know once you make the shechit to cut the two simonim, even though the animal is moving around, there's a hetetidit, shechit was matur, it's mutter b'achila. Now, by a grow, it's like this. If it's a kosher of behema, and a Jew makes a shechita, that's always the cloud of lekem midi that's mutter to a Jew, and it's also to a goy. Therefore, since the Jew has the right to eat the meat right away, the goy also has the right to eat the meat. But the question should be on a behema tameya. Let's say you make a shechita on a behema tameya. So really, it's not called dead until it's really dead. It can't move anymore. Just after shechita, it's still mefacheses. Is a goy allowed to eat from the meat? No. It's still called eva menacha. You have to wait till it's dead completely. So l'chura shouldn't be metama tumas leichlam either. The Mishnah says the chiddush though, in the case where a Jew shechs a behema tameya, makes a shechita on a pig, and it does it the kavana that the goy should eat from it, even though really the shechita doesn't do anything, it's on a pig, he can't be matra pig, but it's called the ma'aseh shechita was done enough that it would be mekabel tumas eichlin. That far it goes that we consider this pig now an eichel, since a ma'aseh shechita was done to it by a Jew, l'shem that a goy should eat from it, that's the chiddush that now we consider this an eichel. So Amar Rabasi, showing we learned, Yisroel b'tumeya, that if a Jew shechs a pig for a goy, or else, wherever you call them the Torah, if a guy comes and makes a shechita on a regular cow, it's tzricha machshava. There'll only be mekabel tuma on its side you had machshava to eat it. That means the Jew had to make the shechita on the pig, and he had machshava that a guy should eat from it. So with his machshava now, it's called enough of an eichel to be mekabel tumas eichlin. The same thing if a guy makes a shechita, really we should have said a guy shechita is zero. There's no shechita here. So then it's not called an oichel until it's really dead. Still we say no. Since the guy made a shechita on a cow, and he had a mind to eat from it, we consider as if the meat is dead now, it's called oichel, enough to be mekabel tumas oichlin, but still the hechshemayim makamacher. In order really for the meat to be mekabel tumas, because the sheretz would come and touch it, it'll only be mekabel tumas if water, there was a hechsher, that other water had to come upon the meat. Meaning the dam of this shechit is not machir, so you need water to make a machir. Even the Rashi says, usually dam of shechit is machir, but that's only dam of shechit that the shechit is really matter the meat to be eaten. But over here, the shechit is a posle shechit. So if it's only called dam of magefa, dam of a wound, which is not machir. So this meat now still needs a hechsher, therefore you have to have mayim water to make a machir. In other words, the question, Hechshalom, why should I have to have Hechshalom over here? There's a cloud, Seifel Atama Tuma Chamura. Any time that this piece of meat, or whatever it is, will eventually have a Tuma Chamura on it, it'll become an Avatum, like here, this meat. After it's really dead, it's going to be a Nevela. Nevela by itself is an Avatuma. So now you want to be Mekabel Tuma before it's really dead, while the animal's moving around. Let's say it still moves around after the Shechita for 2 minutes. The question is, those 2 minutes, could it be mekabel tumas oichlin from a sheretz? It's not dead enough to have a tumas nevela. So therefore we're saying the sheretz going to be metamed if water comes on the meat first. The question is why? Why do I need hechsher? This meat by itself later will have a tumah chamura. It's going to come into a nevela when it's completely dead. And the klal usually is, the whole sheretz for time of tumah chamura, anything will eventually have its own tumah chamura, leboy hechsher. Right now you don't have to have a hechsher. How do we know this? The Torah of the Rebbe Shmuel, the Pasuk says, V'chiyutan mayim alzera. When do we need hechsher? When water goes upon seeds, upon regular beans. So mazu, and just like regular beans, shein sefer tamatuma chamura, there's no way it's going to become an avatuma. Oichel can never be an avatuma. Therefore, tzurich and hechsher, before this beans could be makabel tuma from a sheret, it has to first, water has to go upon it. Afkol, same thing all over, shein sefer tamatuma chamura. Type of food that will never have its own tumah chamura. Tzurich hechsher, needs a hechsher. My shaker over here, a dead behemah, when it's really dead, it's going to have a tumah nevela on it. So now even before it's dead, if you made a shechita on it, that's enough to give it a shame tumah eichlin, you should not have to have a hechsher mayim. The time Yosef will have done Rabbi Yosef, if Naomi, why was it said, nevela is oif tor, tzurich machshava, v'yein tzurich hechsher, and nevela is oif tor, that oif tor died. So say, in order for the Mekabel Tumas Eichlin, it needs Machshava, you have a mind to eat it, but it does need Hechsher, you don't have to have water go on it. What's the reason? Mepnei Sheh Seifu Al-Letama Tumach Amura. We know by Nevela